one day, Goldilocks decided to go for a walk in the forest. Pretty soon, she came to a house. She knocked on the door, and when no one answered, she walked inside. At the kitchen table, Goldilocks saw some bowls of porridge. Goldilocks was hungry. She tasted the porridge from the first bowl. "This porridge is too hot," she said. So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl. "This porridge is too cold," she said. So she tasted the porridge in the last bowl. "This porridge is good," she said. And then she continued eating until she was full. After eating, she decided she was a little tired, so she walked into the next room. There, she saw some chairs. Goldilocks sat in the first chair. "This chair is too big," she said. So she sat in the second one. "This chair is really too big," she cried. So she sat in the smallest chair. "Ah, this chair is just right," she said. But suddenly, the chair broke into small pieces. Oops. Goldilocks was tired, so she went up to the bedroom. She lay on the first bed, but it was too hard. She lay on the second bed. It was too soft. Then she lay on the third bed. It was just right. Goldilocks fell asleep. While she was sleeping, the three bears came home.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Papa Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been eating my porridge too," cried Baby Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," growled Papa Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair too," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been sitting in my chair," cried Baby Bear, "and they've broken it into small pieces."
The bears decided to look around, and when they got to the bedroom, Papa Bear growled,
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed."
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed too," said Mama Bear.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed, and she's still there," cried Baby Bear.
Goldilocks woke up, and when she saw the bears, she jumped up and ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran downstairs, opened the door, and ran into the forest.